All right, guys, we didn't play very good football in some phases last night and didn't get the outcome that we wanted. Anytime you give up an explosive touchdown, that's going to be tough to overcome. But like with all games, I think there's some positives that took place in it. And with that, I'll open up for questions. Daryl?
Yeah, Coach, could you talk about player Joe Hawley at center for you? He looked real busy.
He was. I thought that Joe did a nice job. He was getting downfield with some blocks in the second level, and I think that helped us in our ability to run the football. Also on some of the screens, Joe's a very active player. He's an athletic center, a little bit undersized, but I thought that his play the last 2 weeks has been good. How would I compare the two? Joe has been around here longer, so he has, he's heard the schematics of what we want to do offensively. And again, we're trying to, at this point in time, what we're trying to do is we're trying to put the best five offensive linemen out there that give us the best opportunity to win. And we think having Joe Hawley at the center position gives us the best opportunity.
Did he play some for Garrett? Is that just a rotation, or if guys hot or cold?
It's all based on production. Again, we gave up some sacks there in the second half of the ball game. I think we were okay in our protection in the first half of the ball game. Second half, way too many sacks, way too many hits, and we felt like we could strengthen our position by making that change at that point in time.
The swings of momentum that hurt you guys the last 4 weeks, do you feel like you limited those for the most part last night?
I thought we did a better job. I thought that we were very focused throughout the entire ball game. I do think we had some lapses. Anytime you give up a drive that basically went 80 yards with a three or four 10-yard runs and then a 41-yard touchdown pass, I thought there was a lapse there. You know, we gave up drives there in the first half that were back-to-back scoring drives. But it was a contested ball game, a very competitive ball game. The New Orleans Saints are having an outstanding season this year. We just ended up coming up a few plays short. Vaughn, we're going to look at getting Sean up to speed. Again, you know, he's just been with us a little over a week. We'll try to get him up to speed and understand what we are trying to do in terms of verbiage. And, you know, he is an option for us. You know, we played Ryan Schrader as well in the game the past week. And, again, we're going to continue to work to get the best five out there that will give us the best opportunity to protect our quarterback.
Did you think about maybe putting Schrader in there last night?
Yes. Again, those are all things that we would consider going forward, and it was under consideration in the game last night.
How did Peter do a better job than previous week?
Yes, he did.
How did Jeremy do? He looked like he was out there scrapping it.
Well, those are two really good defensive ends. Jeremy was out there competing very, you know, very hard. I think he won some, we lost some, and I think there in the second half, our protection was not nearly as good as it was in the first half of the ball game.
What about his penalty?
Can't have those type of penalties. You know, that was a positive play. A very productive run, and usually the second guy is the guy that gets caught. He was the second guy, you know. And when they throw a flag, it's a penalty.
Do you see that as sticking up for a teammate at all?
Well, yeah, you see that sticking up for a teammate. Yes, you want to see guys sticking up for their teammates, but we can't take a swing at a guy after the play is over. That's a personal foul and a 15-yard penalty, and it was very costly, you know, to our team at that point in time.
Do you think he was, that was not necessary, but leading up to the game, all the TV guys on the NFL Network were talking about you all weren't tough enough and y'all wouldn't stand up to the Saints and so forth?
Look, that the guys in that locker room, they're a bunch of tough guys. They play in the National Football League, and they go out and they compete every single day. And, you know, I'm sure we weren't watching what the so-called experts are saying before the game. And, you know, this is a physical sport that we play. And we go out and compete every week. We haven't gotten the outcomes that we want, but there's no question about the character and the toughness of that football team.
In the tackling over the last few weeks, is that kind of a combination of technique and also do you feel like these guys are in the position? Are they putting themselves in the right position? Are the coaches put in the right position?
We did not tackle well in the ball game last night defensively. I believe that we had 14 missed tackles in the ball game. According to our defensive coaches, that's way too many. A lot of it has to do with technique. A lot of it has to do with path to the football. Sometimes the missed tackle isn't at the point of contact. The missed tackle is at the path that you've taken to the football and taken the right pursuit angle. So there are a number of factors that go into a missed tackle. You know, we're playing for the next game. We're judged weekly, players, coaches. We are all judged from week to week in a 16-game season, and our focus has to be being the best that we can be next week for the Buffalo Bills.
Coach, down the roster a little bit, Mpunga and Robinson got a little bit over 10 snaps according to
I believe there was 12. I think there were 12 and 11 for those two gentlemen that you're talking about. Again, guys, we want to have a rotation. There's some guys that have worked extremely hard on our 53-man roster that deserve the opportunity to be on the 46 and also deserve the opportunity to go out there and play. When you're not getting the results that you expect, there has to be changes, and there will be changes, and we'll continue to make changes until we get the results that we need.
Anton had the one carry. I know we talked about him last week, a good 11-yard run. We all continue to try to get him.
Absolutely. Anton has worked, and as I mentioned before the game, he deserves an opportunity to touch the football. There's just so many touches. We were in our no-huddle offense the majority of the time. So that kind of limits how you can do your substitution patterns when you're in your no huddle, when you want to control the tempo of the football game. So he took advantage of his opportunity to touch the football. I think he was in for maybe four plays on offense in the game last night.
Coach, that sack on Matt that should have been called at a 15-yarder that wasn't, is that something you hope the league takes a look at?
The league will take a look at it. There's no doubt about it. They look at every play. That's one thing that Dean Blandino and the people at the league office, they look at every play, and they grade the officials just like we grade the players. And if it was a call that they deem that should grade down an official, they'll grade down an official. But I do want to reiterate that was not a penalty because there was no flag thrown. I think we all saw what happened, okay? I haven't seen the TV copy, but I think it's pretty clear what happened in that situation.
Coach, how do you talk up your defense? Last couple weeks, been hard getting off the field. Last night, had a couple breakdowns, but a lot of third downs, you guys were able to bat the balls out. Going forward, do you kind of get those guys, hey, I need you to keep this up? You know what I mean? How do you get that defense just to – they played a pretty decent game yesterday.
Well, that's a good offense. It was a tale of two halves in terms of our third down efficiency. We were not very efficient in the first half of the game. On the second half of the game, our third down efficiency was outstanding. It was above the markers that we need to have, and we need to build on that. We held that team to 17 points, two touchdowns. One was an explosive play. One was a drive, which we didn't get off the field on third down. And we need to build on it. We made some plays. There were some plays on the ball. We didn't get any turnovers. I thought Desmond Trufant did a very nice job on his plays on the football. He continues to improve. And we have got to continue to stress that in practice, and it will at some point in time come out and show on the field.
Of course, we have Buffalo's off, so we can't TV scout this week.
Hey, they do have archives on that Rewind, right?
Yeah,
okay.
Visiting those.
Yeah.
How's Coach Marone, and what is he doing with them in his first year? He's got the rookie quarterback. I think he's back.
They've had a very big win. They're playing extremely hard. Offensively, they do have a tinge of the read option. Okay, so that's something that you have to prepare for. The big quarterback can spin the ball, but he can also take the ball down the line of scrimmage on the first level and run the read option that we've seen a couple of times already this season and against Carolina and against Seattle.
Kiko Alonso, I see his name and hear the buzz, but I don't know.
Yeah, he's a rookie linebacker out of Oregon. A very active guy, can rush the quarterback as well as cover. I think he's a very versatile linebacker. I know that he's been very productive in the number of tackles that he's had. I've even read one somewhere where he was, potentially a Rookie of the Year candidate. So I haven't done enough study on him to speak to that. But I know coming out, when we were doing our due diligence, we liked him as a player, and it looks like he stepped in and done a nice job up there for the Bills. Well, I think that you have to be multiple and show some multiplicity and try to have different guys cover him. There's different ways that you can attack him based on where he's aligned. Sometimes you are eliminating the way that you can defend him based on where he aligns, and they do a very nice job. And most of these athletic tight ends that you face, just like our guy, Tony, you move him around. But you have to put more resources on them. But you can't always have two guys on them or someone over the top of them. There are going to be times that there's going to be some one-on-ones, and those times when you have them, your guys are going to have to step up and make the play, because you can't always be doubling one player the entire ball game.
What did you speak? I know William Moore, he took responsibility.
Yep. He bet on a double move. He sure did. We got picked by the official on that play. I think if you watch the replay, there was contact with the official in the backfield. He had to run behind him, and was not able to make up enough ground. He almost made a play on the ball, but unfortunately we didn't. But on those two plays, we had our safeties matched up with the tight ends. But we have had other times where we had linebackers and our nickelback playing them as well.
You're saying about the better third down defense in the second half, it seemed like a lot of passes defended and things like that. What's the difference between being able to do that then and not being able to do it in lots of other situations, first half, other games?
Well, I felt like we were much tighter in our coverage. We were more aggressive. And I thought that we had better eyes. And really, when you get into third down, third and medium, you're talking about being able to contact the player. You've got to compete with them. There's going to be some press coverage in those situations, and I thought we did a nice job with our press, getting up on the receivers. And then I thought we had very good eye control, and I thought there were some good zone drops as well. It wasn't always man. Some of the zone coverages that we played, the guys had very good vision and broke on the football. Robert was active. Robert, when Robert lines up at our nickel, he's a very smart player. He understands splits. He understands formations. And I thought that he did a nice job in the ball game. He was very productive. He was one of our more productive. I thought he and Desmond Trufant were probably our two most productive defensive backs in the ball game last night. Again, it's something that we stress all the time. It's things that we drill. There are points of emphasis each and every week. And I think that our guys went out and executed. This was a game about execution. You got to be precise, especially against a good offense that has a quarterback like Drew Brees and a play caller like Sean Payton. They do a very nice job, and I thought that we were more precise and our execution was much better than the previous 3 weeks, even though we didn't get the outcome that we wanted.
All right, boys and girls. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, guys.